We're not going to talk about kombucha, are we?
Yes, we are.
I still can't believe somebody made a song about it.
Yeah, well, obviously badly affected by your kombucha, Adeline.
Well, actually, I don't want anything to do with that song, but there's so much good to the drink and you... Ugh. Anyway.
Go on, Sue. Your go.
Okay, so when you're talking about gut health, the great buzzword is kombucha. In essence, this is fermented tea and you can make it at home once you have some starter bacteria and yeast. But while there are plenty of health claims to kombucha, some have noted health adverse effects to the ancient drink. Adeline Ng spoke with Nicole DiPetrio, a naturopath who's just co-launched her own line of kombucha drinks.
Nicole, welcome.
Thank you.
This seems to be a current slow craze of sorts, spreading around the world and definitely in Australia, but it's actually been around for a long time, hasn't it, kombucha?
It has been around for a very long time. It's actually an ancient drink from China. It's probably about 2,000 years old, in fact. It's a known health elixir.
Wow. If it's so old, why is it that, I haven't really heard about it until in more recent years?
Truthfully, I would imagine that a lot of communities have kept it going, depending on what you resonate with. But there's been a lot of home brewers for probably a long time.
Okay, but what exactly is kombucha? Is it easy to explain?
It is essentially, it's a sugar tea solution and it's fermented by bacteria and yeast. It's called a SCOBY. It's an acronym. The SCOBY is an acronym for a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. You may know it in another analogy would be the sourdough in artisan bread as opposed to using yeast, or good vinegars having a mother that you pass down to create more vinegar.
Yeah, and I think we're familiar with that concept with apple cider vinegar. We're often seeing it sold as, with the mother.
And you can get a few floaties in an apple cider vinegar. It's a similar process.
Okay, but...
So the sweetened tea the bacteria eat the sweetened tea, so it's actually virtually low to no sugar because the bacteria eat that to be a live culture that it is, because it is actually a live drink, which in turn makes it a probiotic rich drink, and that's how it happens.
Okay, but why the enthusiasm around kombucha? I mean, you're a qualified naturopath, you've done quite a bit of research in this. What can you tell us about the health benefits of kombucha and why drink it regularly?
Because we now know what naturopaths have always known, but we now know it's scientifically proven that pretty much all health comes back to the gut and the microbiome of the gut, which is essentially what is your seesaw balance of good versus bad bacteria. And I'm still in clinic. Clinically speaking, so much of health comes back to your proper gut functioning. So if you're choosing to buy a drink that is a probiotic-rich drink as opposed to something that's a sugary drink or equally as bad an aspartame drink, then you could at least now have a choice to buy something that's good for your gut.
When you say it's a probiotic, in terms of its strength, I mean, when you compare it to things like yogurt or apple cider vinegar, I mean, what is the potency?
I think it's a very fair comparison. Every live drink is individual, but if you were to get it tested, you would find it. I think it would be very fair to say that it's a fairly comparison. It's not going to be a fair comparison. You can, but then it depends on good, better, best. So if you were to take a probiotic capsule every day, then that's something that you do that is equivalent to, don't quote me, but, 10 tubs of yogurt.
Wow.
But so it depends on what you're doing on a daily basis. But for people that like to get their food as medicine, then if you're incorporating a probiotic-rich diet, then kombucha is a way to have a refreshing drink that is a probiotic drink, as opposed, especially if you're comparing it to a refreshing drink that is of zero benefit, as opposed to one that tastes good and has a beneficial outcome.
And I take it that
that's what I've noticed.
This is something you're taking regularly as well? You make this at home?
I used to make it at home, but I don't anymore. I just take stuff from work now. we've got 6 flavours that we make, and for someone who's more your traditional kombucha drinker, they might choose number 4, which is straight up, and that's probably something that you would maybe make at home. Or if you want to flavour it, then people can flavour it. So it doesn't necessarily taste like a ginger beer, but ginger seems to be a prominent flavour in the kombucha world.
I'll just disclose that I make it and drink it as well. But are there downsides or side effects to drinking kombucha tea? Because I have a neighbour who said that she was very fatigued when she started. She was tired all the time.
Wow, how very interesting. That would be something to have a practitioner analyse. Who knows what's happening? She could be having a Herxheimer effect, which is where you're detoxing and you're bringing up old issues. So if you're very sensitive, it might be having a mild detox effect. But generally speaking, it's quite energising.
Okay. Now, if you'll allow me to raise an issue with kombucha, because I do get asked this. If you go to Wikipedia, it quotes the American Cancer Society saying that while adverse effects of drinking kombucha is very rare, there have actually been deaths associated with it. And it's hard to argue with the American Cancer Society, but I'm wondering if you've looked into those cases that they've highlighted?
Look, I would only have to assume that that's for home brews rather than commercial brewing. Certainly commercial brewing, and certainly depends on the regulations held by each different country. In Australia, we are having really tight regulations and we have gone through that process ourselves, and we pH test every day, we alcohol test every day. So I guess you, perhaps if someone's done it as a home brew, perhaps that pH was too alkaline where bad bacteria were allowed to flourish, and it may have resulted in a death. I'm not sure.
It's rather worrying, isn't it? Because I mean, this has been something that many people have brewed in their own homes by themselves for many, many years, and it's usually no issue. But it looks like in some cases there just needs to be a little bit of caution exercised.
Look, I think with anything in life, you have to exercise caution. There was that dreadful case of E. coli in spinach left in the fridge, and it was blitzed with good reason to feed in a smoothie, and I think the child died. So I guess the point I'm making is it must have been very, very unfortunate for something like that to have happened. And generally speaking, even when you home brew, you can smell if something's not right, and you can certainly taste if something's not right. Yeah. Commercial brewing, I think, is on a completely different scale.
Okay, well, so far so good for me. Not had any issues making kombucha at home. I am, however, finding that I need to be choosy about who I show my kombucha to, because it's not the prettiest thing to look at. I mean, I call it my pet alien, and I've, you know, for quite a few weeks debated whether I should just take a photo of it and post it on my Facebook, because I'm not sure what reaction I'll get. Because it looks like a cross between a mushroom and a jellyfish.
No, I understand that. My husband and children have gone through the same emotions.
Yes. Well, my husband as well. So just give me the drink and don't show the SCOBY to me.
But look, when you do feel improved energy, when you do feel improved digestion, when you can see that, gosh, your immune system just maybe feels a little bit better. Gosh, I didn't get that cold, or I'm just feeling a little bit healthier. Everything comes back to the gut. 80% of our immune system comes back to the gut. Our happy hormones are made in the gut. So, you know, gut health really is important, and science is focusing on that, and that's a good thing. Yeah. Naturally, there's always a fence and there's people on either side of things, but certainly anecdotal evidence has shown kombucha to be a true health elixir.
And I think a lot of people are leaning towards that whole, pay more attention to your gut for your health thing. And you
We've got no choice. Yeah,
and
I agree.
Just for people who are listening and they're just wondering how somebody makes kombucha tea at home, there's plenty of information on the internet. You kind of need a starter SCOBY. Boil some tea with some sugar. You put the SCOBY in it. Let them live together in a glass or a stainless steel kind of container in a dark place. Give it 2 to 3 weeks to do its work, and bingo, you've got some kombucha tea, and then you do the whole process all over again.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. We have started seeing kombucha sold commercially in health stores. Even supermarkets are stocking them now. And you've mentioned you've started bottling them for sale, various flavours. The name of the brand is Bod Kombucha.
We make sure that it's in the right acidic pH, and we certainly alcohol test it because it needs to be at a certain level for it to be compliant. So we definitely do that. Yeah, we have got six flavours. Our BOD branding is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at the moment. And those flavours may or may not be interchangeable depending on the season.
It's like you're the Willy Wonka factory of kombucha flavours. Do you have a favourite combination? What goes really well together?
When I was making it at home, I kept it really simple. I enjoyed the straight up, but the kids didn't. So I would flavour it with some dried blueberry.
Ah.
I'd just let the dried blueberries sit in there and then I'd let that go for a week. That would carbonate it and then I would just strain those out. But of our range, I really enjoy our orange turmeric because naturopathically speaking, turmeric is what is turmeric not good for these days? And I love lemon ginger, especially in summer because it's so refreshing.
That sounds good. And I understand you can use herbs as well, so you can stick in a stick of lavender
or
something. Okay, Nicole, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, you can just look up BOD Kombucha and we'll list our stockists on there. Thank you.
Adeline Ng there with Nicole DiPetrio.